Psalm 13, please. We're going to continue on in this series, Psalms for the Seasons. And this morning finds us at Psalm 13. This is the word of the Lord. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Let's pray. Father, help us this morning as we turn our attention now, turn our focus to your word. Help us this morning, Father, to just remove all distractions and to forget about things that may happen or might happen. But Father, help us to focus then on what you have to say to us. Father, we thank you for the children. Father, we pray you'll bless the one who will teach the word to them. And Father, we pray that early in life, all these boys and girls that we've seen walk out to go to children's church, that early in life, each of them will have placed their trust in you. Remember the little ones in creche as well. And Father, we pray for those who care for them and look after them just now. We ask all these things in your name and for your glory. Amen. One of the most popular questions that we love to ask, and yet in essence, we hate being asked it, is a question that we find here in this psalm, and that is, how long? How long will you be? How long before you'll be home? How long is it before dinner's going to be ready? One that I ask is, how long does the sweet corn take in the microwave? You'll not believe how long the doctor kept me waiting this morning in the reception. How long did you go on holiday for? How long have you lived in this house? How long have you had your pet? How long have you had your car? How long have you been married? How long's a piece of string? You get the gist. We ask the question, how long? Or we think the question, how long? I would say each day. And yet the question, how long, has been ringing in the prayers and the minds of God's people now for a long time. How long will it be until Christ returns? How long must I continue suffering? How long must I continue with this temptation? How long before redemption comes? How long before God shows his glory and puts everyone who mocks him to shame? How long? This question is not unique to us. We find it here four times that David asks this question of God, twice in verse 1 and twice in verse 2. And this is another reason why people love the Psalms, because they're so life relatable. They can relate to what the psalmist says and what the psalmist thinks. And we've all asked the question, how long? And we maybe asked the question of God. And here we find David asking the same question, how long, four times to God. David is just one of us. He's just one of us as he puts pen to paper. I wonder this morning, have you ever felt that God has forgotten about you? Have you ever felt this morning that God is distant from you? It's a subject I'm sure we've all tried to deal with if we've had to. Where was God when my life was falling apart? Where was God when my marriage was failing? Where was God when I needed help to bring my children up? Where was God when I was suffering or somebody close to me in my family or friends was suffering? Where was God when I was heartbroken and enduring agony? Where was God? Maybe you felt that way, but you've never said it out loud. If you've been a Christian any length of time, you'll know how the times you pray and it seems that your prayers don't go beyond the ceiling, never mind reach heaven. There's at times when you open your Bible that it's just words on a page, just like any other book. There are days in each of our lives, if we're honest with ourselves, when we feel like God is so distant from us. So what do we do? What do we do in those days whenever we feel like God has abandoned us? What do we do in those days whenever we feel like God is so far away from us? What do we do in those days whenever we feel like we're alone? Whenever it's like we're crying out to God, where are you, God? That's the title I would put in this psalm, where are you? What do we do whenever we have days like this? How good is it to know that David experienced the same things that we experienced? David, as 1 Samuel 13:14 reminds us, that he was a man after God's own heart. Yet he was a king. He was a general. He was a human author of Scripture. He was a giant in the Old Testament. And yet he's just one of us. And here in Psalm 13 describes a time in David's life whenever he felt that God had abandoned him. Whenever he felt that God had turned away from him. Whenever he felt that God was so far away from him. And he's crying out now, how long, to God? But let's rewind just a little. The previous psalm, in Psalm 12, David feels all alone. You can read that. But he doesn't feel all alone because God has left him. He feels all alone because the godly people have disappeared. Verse 8 of Psalm 12 tells us that the wicked walk on every side. David feels like no matter what he's doing and where he is, that he's just surrounded by ungodly, sinful, wicked people, that there's none of God's people around him. Nobody there to encourage him. Just him alone. But when we come to Psalm 13, it's completely different. David's not talking about God's people having abandoned him. David feels like God himself has abandoned him. David feels like God has left him. This is another reason why we love the Psalms. Because whether it's David or some of the other psalmists, we read of so much of their honesty. And we're going to see that in these verses, just how David pours out his honesty to God. How David is not scared of just telling God exactly how he feels. And then we'll move on to David's prayer and then to David's confidence. That's the 3 points this morning. How long did this process last in David's life whenever he felt that God had abandoned him? How long did it last in David's life when he felt that God was so far removed from him? Well, we don't know. We don't know whether it's a month, a year, an hour, a week. We're not sure. And I think the reason why that is because no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, whether we feel that we've been abandoned by God or we feel that God is so far removed from us, that we can follow the footsteps that David walked and follow his example. You see, if David's experience had have lasted a week or if it had lasted an hour, then we might say, well, we're just not the same as David because mine's is slightly different. That's why I believe that there's no time frame put on this. Because regardless of how you feel, regardless of maybe why you're crying out to God, where are you? We can still apply these same principles that David had. So firstly, let's see David's honesty, verses 1 and 2. David starts by asking honest questions of God. Questions that we might ask of God when a crisis comes. Questions that we might ask of God when trouble, when hard times arrive at our door. Because David feels in these two verses, I hope you'll see, that David feels like God has abandoned him. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? I'm not sure if you've ever felt like that or not before. The first thing we notice, as I've said before, that David repeats this question, how long, 4 times. And what David is saying here in these two verses is that this struggle, this distance from God that he's feeling has continued now for a long time. But David feels that this trouble and sorrow isn't going to end. Time flies when we're having fun. But oh, how the hours crawl when life is hard and life is difficult. A week in the hospital is longer than a month of good health. David is not thinking short term here. David is thinking long term. David has asked God in verse 1, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? David feels like this abandonment that he is feeling from God will never, ever end. I'm an awful pain bearer. I probably have one of the lowest pain thresholds that is imaginable. I have it. I have very little tolerance for pain at all. I just always want it to be gone whenever I feel pain. And yet we can sometimes cope with pain if we know it's going to be short term. If we know at some point that it's going to disappear, well, then we can cope with it. But whenever we have long-term pain, it often grinds us down over time. And we can't cope with it because we can't see the end that's in sight. Maybe for you, you're dealing with a long-term illness. And the constant pain, and suffering, and worry makes you feel like God has forgotten all about you. Maybe you've begun this year already and you've lost your job, or there's insecurities about your job, and you read the news and it's all doom and gloom, and you feel like God has forgotten about you. Maybe you're caring for an older family member, maybe a husband or a wife, or maybe even a child. And sometimes the stress of providing care and always being there for them takes its toll, and you feel like God has forgotten all about you. Maybe you've been praying for somebody for years upon end to be saved. And up until this day, your prayers have gone unanswered. And you feel like God has forgotten about you. Maybe you've a prodigal child, a son or a daughter, who showed so much potential in their early Christian life, but now they've no interest. And you're praying that God would bring them back, but it's heartbreaking and discouraging watching on. And you feel like God has forgotten all about you. Maybe you're single and you would love to be married. You would have a husband or a wife to share the rest of your life with. But you feel that God has forgotten all about you. Regardless of the circumstances, the road is long. The road is hard. The road is difficult. And you maybe find yourself asking the question of God, well, how long? How long is this going to last? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? David was honest with God. And this reminds us that there is absolutely nothing wrong with pouring out your heart to God. There's absolutely no problem with being brutally honest with God. David feels like God no longer pays attention to him anymore. We can ask ourselves the question, well, can God forget about us? If I had asked that of David, I'm not sure that David would have answered the question very well at that point. David felt that God had abandoned him. But as we sit here this morning, can God forget about us? That's the question we must deal with. Can we ever go our lives ourselves? Can God abandon us and forget us? Isaiah 49 verse 15 and 16 says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should have not compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Our hearts may tell us like God has abandoned us. Our hearts may try to tell us that God is distant from us. Satan wants us to try and think that we're like orphans on a street corner. But this is not the truth of God's word. This is not the truth at all. Because brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged this morning that God cannot and God will not ever forget you. God will never abandon you. God, whilst it may seem distant that God is distant from you, God is not distant from you at all. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Can God forget about us as his children? Absolutely not. They may forget thee, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. David also feels that God has turned his back on him, that God has hidden from him. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? He cries out in verse 1. David is saying that God knows exactly where he is, but that God is turning away from him, that God has turned his back from him. And this means then in verse 2 that David has nobody else to look to other than himself. You can see in verse 2 how three times he refers to himself. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? Three times David references to himself, because David feels that he is all alone and that's all that he has, just himself. And then to make matters worse, David now wonders, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? David was a warrior. We know that. David was a soldier. He fought many people during his life. And now David is asking the question, well, are my enemies going to be exalted over me? Are they going to prevail against me? I hope none of us is in the same scenario like David is, and that we have people trying to kill us. But we do have an enemy as God's people, not a Satan himself. One who goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan is the enemy of our souls. And so we do have an enemy. And David felt in these two verses, as he pours out his heart to God, as he is brutally honest with God, that he is about to collapse under the weight of this burden. This psalm takes us to Christ, doesn't it? At one point in Christ's ministry on earth, in Mark 9, verse 19, he cried out, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweat great drops of blood through such anguish. On the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27. David felt like God had abandoned him. Yet when Christ bore our sin on the cross, God turned his face away from him. And Christ was forsaken for us and for our salvation. David is honest with God. Verses 3 and 4, we see David's prayer. I think we find ease when we read David's honesty in verses 1 and 2. It reminds us that these feelings are not unique to us. It reminds us that we're not alone. David truly felt like this, and many people have felt like this. Maybe some people this morning have felt like this. But I say that we don't take comfort in the fact that we are not alone. We take comfort in the fact that we have God as our Father. Yes, we find ease reading David's honesty, but we don't take comfort from that. We take comfort from God. And David shows us the way whenever we have these feelings, whenever we feel all alone, whenever we feel like God has abandoned us, whenever we feel like God is distant from us, what we should do. And we come to David's prayer, verses 3 and 4. This is the turning point. This is the centerpiece in the psalm. And David prays to the same God who feels so distant to him. David prays to the same God that he feels has abandoned him. And he cries out in verses 3 and 4, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Here David shows us the way. When we feel like we are alone, when we feel like God is distant from us, he shows us the way. And the way we must go is to pray. We pray to the one that we feel is so far away. David says in verse 3, consider and hear me. That term consider really literally means to look at me. And David is now referring back to the previous verse whenever he felt that God had turned away from him. And now David is literally saying to God, turn your back around and look at me. Look in my direction again. If you're a parent, you'll know what it's like to be sitting at home enjoying some free time or just sitting down enjoying time. And some of your children come over and say, Dad, Dad, Mum, Mum. And what they want you to do is leave what you're doing, just leave it all behind immediately. And just to pay them some attention. I think that's exactly what David is saying to God. I think David wants God here to just leave all that he's doing, to turn his back around and to give him his full attention again. We see how David prays in these verses 3 and 4 with such a passion. And yet we must always see that David never lose sight of the fact that God is his God. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Whilst David feels like God is distant from him, he prays with this passion and he never loses sight of the fact that God is his God. the rest of verse 3 and into verse 4. What David is doing when he prays that verse, those verses, is that David is saying to God, well, if you don't turn your back away from it, if you don't turn around from me, and if you do keep your back turned to me, well, then my enemies will triumph over me. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. God had promised to bless David. God had committed himself to David. And now David turns this all around and he prays the promises back to God. David says to God, you've promised to bless me. You've committed yourself to me. And so because of that, I'm praying this back to you, because if you don't turn your back around to me, if you don't consider me and hear me, well, then my enemies will triumph over me. And David is praying the promises that he's received from God back to God. And this is the way that David wants us to be. Whenever we feel like we are abandoned and we are alone, we as God's people, we must follow the steps that David walked and pray the promises back to God. Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I was reminded of that by a dear sister this week. And so whenever you feel alone, you pray back to God. God, you told me that you're with me always, even unto the end of the world. You can go to Isaiah 49 that we've quoted and say, well, I'm graven in the palm of your hands. You've told me that you'll never forget me. You can go to Hebrews 13 and you can pray to God, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can go to Psalm 139 verse 18 and say, when I am awake, I am still with thee. You can go to John 14 and verse 16 to that promise that Jesus said, that I will always give you the Comforter, the one who will always abide with you. You can go to Exodus 33:14 when God says to Moses, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. Brothers and sisters, whenever you feel alone, whenever you feel like God is distant from you, follow the steps of David and pray the promises of God back to God and strengthen your heart. The temptation, of course, is at times as sinful human people that we would seek to rely on other people and not on God. But we must turn to him. We must find the promises of God and his word and pray them back to God and strengthen our hearts. And as James 4 and 8 reminds us, draw near to God and he will draw nigh to you. We thought about how Christ was abandoned, how God turned his face from Christ on the cross for our salvation. Didn't Christ strengthen his heart on the earth through prayer? Several times in the New Testament you can find how he prayed all night during his earthly ministry. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest. He prayed on the cross. We must follow the example of Christ. We must follow the path that David has laid before us. Turn to God, pour our hearts out to him, and remind ourselves that God is still our God. And we pray to him knowing that he cares, that he loves, that he understands, and that he knows. We don't take comfort in the fact that we are not alone. We take comfort from our God and the promises that he has given to us in his word. David's honesty with God led to David's prayer, which then led to David's confidence, not a cocky sort of confidence, but a renewed confidence in God. As David settled his heart and strengthened his heart in prayer, God answered him, and now David has this renewed confidence in God. Verse 5a, but I have trusted in thy mercy. David made the conscious decision of being honest with God. He made the conscious decision of praying to God. And now he has made the conscious decision of putting his trust in God. But I have trusted in thy mercy. This term mercy points to God's steadfast love, his covenant and his committed love. And here David is trusting in God's covenant and committed love. But not only does David set his trust in God, he sets his hope in God. David looks to the future in the rest of verse 5. And he says, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. David is writing with a future tense. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. David had not yet received all that God had promised. And he looks to the forward. He looks forward, sorry. And he rejoices to see God's salvation in the distance. And as God's people, this is the way it always has been for us. God continually blesses us each day. And yet we ought to always say that my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Because we look forward and we rejoice to the salvation that we have from God in the future. God met every need that David had. And God will meet every need that we have as his children. When David had mentioned salvation here in verse 5, he's not pointing specifically just to sins forgiven. He's pointing to more than sins forgiven, because David is speaking of comfort for his heart, for healing for his body, and for the safety and the protection that God brings. Because God doesn't just save our souls. He saves our body, our heart, our soul, and our spirit. Wasn't this Christ's experience as well? One man states that Christ looked beyond today to see tomorrow, because Christ set his hope on God the Father. Christ believed the promises that he had received from his Father. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, set his hope on what was to come. And what was to come for him is whenever he would be set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, we need to look ahead. We need to look beyond today to see tomorrow, and to remind ourselves of the joy that we have in Christ. Psalm 13 is not just the pathway that David walked. I trust, as I have showed you this morning, it's the way that Christ walked during his earthly life. And we would do well to follow in both their examples. David had reignited his confidence in God again. And he soon realized that God hadn't forgotten about him at all. In fact, David soon realized that God was blessing him the whole time. Verse 6. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. When David's heart was heavy, whenever David felt that God had forgotten about him, David couldn't see the blessings that God had for him today and the blessings that God had promised for him in the future. I've said to you before that the Psalms are God's medicine cupboard. The Psalms are the medicine cupboard that we go to no matter what ache or pain we have spiritually. There's a Psalm for it. And Psalm 13 is the medicine that we need whenever we're crying out, "Where are you, God?" Whenever we feel like God is distant from us, this is the medicine that we need, found in Psalm 13. If you're suffering a sense of being abandoned by God, if you feel that God is distant from you, well then this is what this psalm is about. Call out to God in prayer. The same God who seems so far away, place your hope in him. Find the promises of God in his word and pray them back to him, and strengthen your heart. I'm not sure when this feeling will lift for you, but it will lift. And one day, the curtain will rise. The pain and suffering will be over. And there you will see your blessed Savior, who has been with you this whole time and who has loved you continually. Can God forget about us? Can God abandon us? Can God ever leave us alone? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. As God's people, we are solid and secure because we are graven in the palm of his hands.